Fotografia Europea 2023. Europe Matters. Visioni di un'identità inquieta.
Hi, my name is Yelena Yemchuk and I would like to tell you about Odessa. Odessa was the site of a large Greek settlement in the 6th century. In 1794, a modern city of Odessa was founded. Odessa is a seaport hub southwest of Ukraine, the city on the Black Sea. To the locals, it's known as the Pearl of the Sea, the humor capital, or Odessa Mama, as some call it. Odessa has always been a mystery to me. As a child growing up in Kyiv, I traveled to the Black Sea with my parents, but never to Odessa. But even then, I was fascinated by its reputation as a free place during the Soviet times, a city of acceptance, but also of danger, a place of jokes and characters populated by outlaws and intellectuals. In 2003, I visited the city for the first time and fell in love with it immediately. Indeed, there was a wildness about Odessa, but also a forgetfulness, like it had rolled off the back of a cart of modernity. I felt like I had been shown a secret place, like someone took me around the corner, pulled back the curtain, said, "Here, look at this enchanted city. Believe in it. It's real. You can be in it. Try to capture its magic. If your eyes and heart are open, you just might be allowed to see." In 2015, I finally made it back to Odessa. The year before Russia invaded and subsequently annexed Crimea, there was fighting in the eastern border of Ukraine. And I went to take pictures of the 16 and 17-year-old boys and girls at the Odessa Military Academy. I wanted to document the faces of these children going off to fight. But I quickly understood that the faces needed more context, so I began to shoot everything. This book is that story. For me, Odessa is both nostalgic and new, whereas Kyiv holds so many of my childhood memories and the trauma of leaving. Odessa is entirely romantic. My soul feels vivid here. My ability to see expands and dilates. Odessa is my dream city. In the Odessa book, I had the pleasure of working with Ilya Kaminsky, and I would like to share one of the poems that is in the book. The poem is called "In the Time of War." A poet is a very private person. What can a private person do in a time of historical crisis? A poet retreats to an inner space of djend, away from reality, however violent or however uncaring and bewildering. And in that space, one is alive. One is in the center of the earth. One holds a book in one's hands and reads it at the top of one's voice. And the earth turns on its axis, and the earth swings on its axis gently, just for you. And the pigeon on the balcony shit without hesitation on the fancy cars of capitalism, just for you. And the dogs in the neighbor's apartment bark in the middle of the night, just for you. And then there's March again, and then the world is alive again, also for you, because you're a part of it, and you cannot escape it. That world which is all about us. And who would want to escape it anyway? This wonder, this astonishment. We all know that a lyrical poet is a very private person. But from that private space, a poet emerges with, if one is lucky, a poem. And the poem, if one is lucky, finds a way to give voice to others, something they want to whisper to themselves to stay sane. What should a poet do or not do in a moment of historical crisis? Akhmatova related the story about standing outside a prison where a woman asked her, "Can you describe all this?" And the poet said, "I can."